Blog Talk Radio. I trust and agree with Minister Sheila and Apostle-elect. We all talked about getting together to celebrate our birthday. We talked about how our parents were born in September. I was born in October. Apostle-elect was born in November. And Minister Sheila was born in December. So right there, we are celebrating very heavy. It seems to be more stable. Thank you, Minister Margo. Because, see, I was trying to use the earpiece to make sure that I was being heard, but that's okay because when I turned my head or whatever, it probably was turning off the sound. That's all right. We're going to be okay. Let me drink some water. One thing I know that God is love. God has established family. And with this month of December, God is calling on family to stand, to stay, and to be together because going on, there's a shift in the spirit realm. Now, the last time I told you all that God said it was a shift in the spirit, the COVID came. Mm-hmm. But now God said there's a shift in the spirit because, see, if you keep looking up, if there's different variants of this COVID out here. Yeah, y'all hear me. Every time you look up, they got a different name, a different strand. We need this, we need that, we need this booster, we need that booster. Let me explain something to you all. Y'all remember polio? When they first talked about polio and or you learned about it? Y'all remember the chicken pox and the hoop, what's that was called, Apostle? Whooping cough and y'all remember the Spanish flu, the mumps and the they talking about it again now. Well, what's that scar that's come on your side? They have short on the TV. It's like a rash. Anyway, they talk about that. We didn't know what that was all about. You know, I remember growing up watching my brother, Billy, put the stuff on his face, and it's called Magic Shave. Ooh, my God. That thing can burn the hairs out your nose just smelling it. And he would put that stuff on his face and let it sit and let it get dry. And then he would go back and get a hot towel and put it on his face. And just when he'd take that towel off his face, that stuff would just come, the hair would come off his face. And it would be like that for a while. We don't know what's in that, but you still use it. We dye our hair. We put chemicals in our hair. We got the nerve to buy other people's hair from other people's country. We don't know what they wash their head with or what, and put it on a lace and stick it on our head and say, I'm not taking that because I don't know what's in it. We don't know what's in the food we eat. We don't know what's in nothing. Eyelashes, whether they mink, fake, or they flip back, point out, droop down. We don't know, but we know we look good. We don't know what's causing our lips to be popping when we put that lip gloss on. We don't know what's going on with the no chip and the old chip. And we don't know nothing about none of that. But you know what? We know we're looking good. Now, the men even got involved with the circle weave. They didn't got involved with the lace. They didn't got involved with the eyebrows arching and the plucking. Now, that they've been doing a long time because I ain't going to say his name. But back in the day, he was a dancer. And this young man spent a lot of time at the salon. When we was calling the beauty shop, he said he was going to the salon to get a facial, get his eyebrows arched, a manicure. He was getting his bumps. Pulled the hair pulled out of him. He was getting plucked and ducked everywhere because he was a dancer. He was a stripper. He had to make money. But we knew him, and he made his money, but he was arrogant. But that's another story. But I'm just saying, a lot of times we get so caught up in something that we haven't even took time out. If you're not for sure about something, pray. Now, make sure you're waiting on God. Don't do something because a friend of yours is saying, well, that affected me a different way and caused me to do it. They told you the whole story. Now, they may be going not far enough telling you they're allergic to this. See, everybody can't eat eggs. Everybody can't eat peanuts. Everybody can't eat shrimp. Everybody can't eat seafood. For example, I'm allergic to glue. Mm-hmm. Tape. I'm allergic to that. If it touches me, it's a reaction. Oh, my God. If P. Cruz was looking at this, she'll remember what happened every time I touch glue. I don't care if it's on gloves. I don't care if I wash my hands. I'm everybody allergic to something. So when people tell you how things affected them, stop living off other people's testimony. Sit back and let you breathe that one in for a minute. You're living off of other people's testimony because you want an excuse not to do something or you don't want to go against the crowd. Because, see, with me, I don't care. If I say I'm not going to do something, I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. You can go straight, but if I got to go to the right, I'm going to the right. All I'm saying is that in this season of the last couple of weeks of 2021, we're leaving the year that marked the first decade of the 20s. The 2020 was the new decade. But one is letting you know we didn't got through a full year, the first year of another decade. And what we need to do is make sure we're on the right level with God. Our foundational scripture is what I'm going to stand on today because I started this year off and I'm going to end this year off with Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. When you're seeking God, you should be seeking his kingdom. When you're seeking God's kingdom, you should be asking God, what's your role, what part you play, and what part that you should be working on and in the kingdom. Some he has intercessors. Some are wailing women. Some is songstress. Some are musicians. Some are workers in the field. Some are gatekeepers. You better ask God, what's your role in the kingdom? Stop coming in because your girlfriend can sing, or your boy he can play the drums, and you can't even beat two spoons together, or you can't even sing and hold a note. See, I'm a background singer in the background. I'm not trying to grab no microphone and step up front and sing a song because I don't hold notes that well, you know, because you always want to sing like somebody else. But that's not the voice God gave you. Ask God what your gift is in this season so you will know what part of the kingdom you need to operate in. So my part right now is, I'm in a family ministry, so I ask God to allow us to come together as a family in this month of December because we're ending the year with this month, and God has allowed that. I wanted to do something this month, but it seemed like I'm going to have to do it next month. But it's okay because the Apostle Elect, she did it. She's ending this month with communion. I may have to start off next month as a dedication to God in 2022 with the communion, because delayed don't mean denied. All it means is that you are waiting to do what you're supposed to do and the time that you're supposed to do it. What I mean by that is when God allows you to do something, you agree to do something, even if you can't do it right then, you don't drop it and you say, God, make a way for me to do this. Minister Margo said we all have a role in the kingdom of God. Yes, we do. Ask God what your role is, because Matthew 6 and 33 say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, once you seek his kingdom, now you have to go after his righteousness. Apostle Elect has been teaching us to ask God to teach me to smell things the way he smells them. So if we learn how to smell things the way God smells it, we won't be able to say, I didn't know that was sin, because whenever the sin enters in, God can't stand the smell of it. So that, it's a stitch, like Apostle said. It's where we need to be asking God to teach us about his righteousness. His righteousness is not going to cause me to say, I love you, but I see you hungry, and I say, may God bless you. But God gave me eyes to see and a heart to feel that it's a need. But yet it's still, I don't try to do nothing about that. God, give me what I need to see how to operate in your righteousness. You could tell a person that you see a car coming, but they're not paying attention, and you don't say, hold up, stop. And then when they get hit, you say, oh, man, they weren't paying attention. But you was. Why did you walk in the righteous way to stop that person from getting hit? Hey, Sheila, thank you for joining in. When you are standing by and you see that people are going in a way they shouldn't go or doing something, you need to just look at them sometime and just shake your head. Sometimes you don't need to say something, because your righteousness may not be God's righteousness. Don't always be trying to point something out to somebody, trying to stand back and just say, oh, wow. Or when they say, well, what do you think? I just think y'all need to talk to each other. Sometimes you don't have the answers, and it's okay. Sometimes that's the right thing to do. You know, you have to just sit back and just say, God, in this time, in this season, what would you have me to do? God, in this time, in this season, how can I get in the place of seeking your kingdom even more? Because, see, when 2022 comes, that's a year of triple twos. This is not the year to sit back. This is not the year to even think you have arrived, because you haven't. You haven't arrived. I don't think I dotted every I, and I don't think I've crossed every T. I'm praying and asking God, God, don't let me leave this earth until I do what you have assigned me to do. Now, yes, I give God my wants, my desires, my wishes. I give all that to God. I lay it out. Because God told me to write the vision on the wall, write it, make it plain. He told me I could. He'll give me my heart's desire. I can talk to him with knowing that I don't want to be, how they say, iffy with God. I want to be right with God, because one thing I found out is I could lie to you. I could lie to myself. But I ain't gonna lie to God. I can't lie to God, because every time you try to, he exposes you to yourself and everybody else too. So why even go through it? Just sit back, okay, and say, God, I know there's a shift coming on in these last couple of weeks. But God, one thing I'm asking you is don't let me miss you. Don't let me miss you, God. God, I don't want to miss you. Some of you all, he's saying, sit still. Some of you all, he's saying, shut up. I'm trying to talk to you. Some of you out here put you in a position where you have to sit back and be quiet and have some, let him have some private time with you. But he needs to talk to your heart. He needs to heal your heart. He needs to talk to your mind. He needs to set your mind straight. He needs to pull some things out of your mind that shouldn't be there. He needs to touch and heal your body. But you're so busy doing you, you can't hear God. But I'm going to go a little farther. When God do heal you, when God do touch you, when God do make you whole, don't forget. Not by my will, but by your will, God. I'm going to explain something to you. See, I had said, Lord, some years back, okay, God, I want to be saved. Yes, I'm going to be saved. But I was being safe. Mm-hmm. I was playing it the safe way. I knew how to act. I knew how to talk. I knew how to sit. I knew how to walk. I knew what to say when and who to say it in front of. I knew that. But see, one day I got sick. And I found myself looking at the wall, and I thought about Jeremiah. I found myself looking at the wall, and I began to talk to God and weep. And I said, God, one more game. God, heal me one more game. God, lift me up one more game. God, bring me out one more game. I said that. I said, God, and this time, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. And when God did it, God blessed me where not only my sister that had asked me to be a part of the ministry, but the woman of God that was our overseer that had a night of ministry, she turned it over to me, and I couldn't say nothing but, yes. I told my sister, Apostle Elect, and I've told you all several times that's been following the ministry that I've been when I ministered. I was too scared to say no because, see, I had made God a promise. And God had brought me around one more again. And I said, Lord, I remember every time I asked you to bring me out in the natural. I asked you to bring me out in the spirit. I asked you to heal me in the natural. I asked you to heal me in the spirit. I asked you to do something for my family in the natural. I asked you to do something for my family in the spirit. God, you did, and I kept playing it safe. I kept playing it where, well, I'll do it tomorrow. You know that song that says tomorrow? I don't know if it's back for Annie's song or whoever, but it talks about tomorrow. There's another one that says tomorrow may never come. I kept playing with the tomorrows. So I decided that last time he did that one more game, when he allowed the apostle to turn her service over to me, and I know that it had to be God because that's not nothing she would have done. I just tell y'all, you better know when God is talking and God is moving. Get in the place of these next 2 weeks before we celebrate Christ's birthday. Get in a place and decide what is the gift you're going to give him, because you have to put it at his feet at the altar. Get in place and decide what you're going to give him. I'm going to give God myself even the more. It's something I asked God about yesterday, and I'm trusting God that he's going to make it happen for me, because I want to be what God has called me and all the other saints to be. I want to be a giver. I want to be able, not for somebody to call my name or somebody to mention my name. Mm-mm-mm. I want to be a giver because I want somebody to know how I felt. I need to call once, and I said, God is going to make somebody give me a car. I don't care if the car don't have a radio in it. I don't care if the car is a 95 Honda Civic. Just talking. trying to be slick, but just talking. After the woman God had already told me, God said, tell her what you want, and he's going to do it. He's going to give it to you. I just thought, oh, okay. You know, I thought she just was just letting me know, you know, she prayed for me. And I said it, and guess what happened? God had somebody give me a 95 Honda Civic with no radio in it. Now, if I had a new and believed in my heart for real, not been to church all my life, if I had a new and believed in my heart for real, I would say God is going to make somebody give me a brand new Lexus or a Benz or something. But I was being slick. I'm trying to say something cute and smart. But God gave me just what I said. And if he made somebody give me a car, don't you know he'll make somebody give you one too? He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. God blesses who he wants to bless. Because when he's trying to show you he's God, you know, we say in the world, when somebody show you that who they are, believe them. When God shows you he's God, you better believe that God is God. God has shown me his place in my life all my life. I had to come to the place where I had to accept him for myself. Tonight being tonight, I just want to say to you all, I thank you all for taking the time out. Just listen to me talk. I have nothing but Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Because if you seek him first, up until the new year, and you go into the new year seeking him and his righteousness, all these things, from Genesis to Revelation, will be added unto you. You got a whole year to get from Genesis to Revelation. And just know that God is God, and God is willing, wanted, and ready to do what he said he was going to do concerning you. But you have to know that there's rules, choices, there's things that you have to do. You can't play with God. He is our Father in heaven. He's not our sugar daddy in heaven. He's our Father. Yes, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Yes, you can look to the hills from which cometh your help. As Mother Tony said, be encouraged to follow his call. Yes. When you know that God has called on you, don't worry about what your friend Paul going to say, what your girl Sonia going to say. Don't worry about what your sister Lulu going to say or your brother Billy Bob. Don't worry about all that. Worry about what God is saying about you. When God says you are somebody, that's what you are, somebody. If your family won't accept you, do what Jesus did. When they didn't even accept him, God's going to send you someplace. God is going to send you where you will be accepted. God is going to send you where he wants you to go, because people that think they know you think they know you. People that think they know you hold your past against you. They can't see your present because they're too busy living in your past. See, they can't see your PR because you're moving forward. You're pressing forward because they're living in your PA. Back there. You got so much space in their head, they can't even free up to see nothing else because they're too busy living in your past. When God then threw your sins into the sea of forgiveness, never to remember no more. Allow God to be God in your life. Allow God to take you to the next level, to the next realm, to the next place in him. Look where you at. Think where you was at in January 2021. Or we're going to go back to say where you was at in December 2019 to where you at now in December of 2021. How much have your life changed? If it has, give God the glory. If it haven't, you need to regroup, retrace, repent. You need to go back and say, God, so I didn't do something right. I somewhere along the line, I didn't do something right. Allow God to change your heart, your mind, and allow him to saturate your spirit. So remember, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Thank you all for joining in on tonight. Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., we will have our very own apostle-elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. If you come back on Monday night, this is our third Monday of the month of December. Minister Margot McCord at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time will be bringing forth the word on Blog Talk. She will be doing what God has told her to do. We're going to see what God is doing with us, because we're going to still be in another time zone, but yet and still, God is God. I don't care if it's Mountain Time, Pacific Time, Central Time, or any other time. God is God of all time. God is going to do what he has to do. So on Monday night at 8 p.m., allow Minister Margot McCord to minister to you with under the power of God, with the anointing of God. Tune in, please. And next Friday is Prophet Antoine Thomas night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Allow God to use that man to bless you all. And I tell you, this ministry is not a ministry of happen. It didn't just happen. This is a ministry that was called. This is a ministry that was appointed. This is a ministry that is anointed, because God has been God through this ministry from day one till today. Only thing has changed is our weight, the color I have, and our age. But God's word hasn't changed, and that's what this ministry has been. God's word, about his word, applying his word. You all, we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Please hold this ministry and its ministers up in prayer. Please hold up our own very own pastor servant, Troy Thomas. Please hold him up in prayer. Please hold up Dr. Serena Wright. Please hold up Prophet Antoine Thomas. Please hold up Minister Sheila Kaiser. Please hold up Brandon Kaiser. Please hold up, yes, Lord, Cecilia Kaiser. Please hold up Minister Tony Montgomery and Ron Montgomery. Please hold up Lawrence Seabury. Please hold me up, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, in prayer, because we know that God is God. And this ministry will not go liking, because somebody may not like what we said. We only say what God has put in our heart to say, and we use ourselves as testimonies, because if he did it for us, he'll do it for you. He has no respect to person. And if we tell, excuse me, our testimonies, we don't have to worry about nobody's hand. That didn't happen to me. If we told somebody else, we have enough blessings in our life to talk about. So again, we thank you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Thank you for taking time out, listening to me on tonight. Please share this. And don't forget, there's a shift in the spirit. Allow God to shift you around to receive what he has for you, because there's some new variants coming. And you can look at it as COVID, or you can look at it as God is trying to convince you to walk in his will, his way. What I mean by convince you, he's not going to strong arm you. He just put it out there. He's knocking at the door. Open the door, because he's knocking. And say, yes, Lord, here I am. Amen. Good night, everybody.